Thank you, Abby, and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jamie Turner, and as Abby said, I'm the coordinator of Healthy Children, Healthy Waste at Columbus Public Health in Columbus, Ohio. I'd like to acknowledge that Cheryl Graffinino and Alex Smith were co-authors on this abstract. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So the Healthy Children, Healthy Waste program was developed by Columbus Public Health in 2004, originally as a way to reach parents through their early care and education providers. The program was originally goal-based and has since grown into a more robust policy system and environmental change approach to early childhood obesity prevention. In 2010, with funding from the Ohio Department of Health, Healthy Children, Healthy Waste partnered with the Ohio Child Care Resources and Referral Association to create the Voluntary Ohio Healthy Program designation, which is a designation available to child care centers around the state who achieve four criteria, which I will go over in just a moment. The Child and Family Health Services and the Creating Healthy Communities grantees around the state of Ohio also replicate and implement the Healthy Children, Healthy Waste program as a way to assist child care centers around the state with achieving the Ohio Healthy Program designation. In order to receive the Ohio Healthy Program designation, a child care center must attend the Ohio-approved professional development training, which includes 10 hours for teachers, 2.5 hours for directors, and 2.5 hours for cooks or menu planners, incorporate a family engagement strategy, adopt a written policy, and demonstrate healthy menus and snacks. So the Healthy Children, Healthy Waste program provides the training and on-site technical assistance to child care centers locally to help them achieve this Ohio Healthy Program designation. The Healthy Children, Healthy Waste program has been acknowledged at Columbus Public Health through a Nature Model Practice Award. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the CDC have declared the program theory sound. We are a Let's Move Child Care partner. The CDC Media Library includes the Healthy Children, Healthy Waste Family Engagement Campaign. Those are posters and handouts, which I'll talk more about, that are ways for providers to engage families in making the healthy choice the easy choice at home. And finally, the USDA CACFP provider resources page includes our Rings of Fun, which are classroom activities that incorporate nutrition and physical activity into everyday learning and meet the state of Ohio early learning development standards. We're very happy to report that a prioritized list of health and wellness standards derived from the Caring for Our Children performance standards brought to the attention of state-level partners by Healthy Children, Healthy Waste is currently being piloted through a Pediatric Obesity Collaborative Improvement and Innovation Network, or ACOIN. And the goal there is to incorporate some of these standards into existing domains of Ohio's quality rating improvement system and or licensing. Now back to the Healthy Children, Healthy Waste program and our experience assisting local centers in adopting healthy policies. The five goals of the program include nutrition and healthy eating, physical activity, reduced screen time, breastfeeding, and water first for thirst. The four components of the program are recruitment of child care centers, delivery of the Ohio approved training, the on-site technical assistance, which I'm here to talk to you about today, and the family engagement program. Feedback from providers continually indicates that the on-site technical assistance is the most helpful aspect in adoption of healthy policies. The process of the TA1, or the first on-site visit, includes identifying a center's goals so that we can tailor our policy recommendations to what they hope to get out of the program, conducting an environmental assessment whereby we look for policy opportunities based on practices that are already in place, collecting existing menus and policy books, and asking the provider to complete the Let's Move Child Care quiz. The second visit, or TA2, involves presenting our policy recommendations and our menu revisions and discussing feasibility and strategies. The policy recommendations are taken from our policy handbook, which aligns with Caring for Our Children, as well as the American Academy of Pediatrics, the ION, NASB, and NAPSAC, among other national recommendations. Following the second TA visit, we do offer assistance to the child care center in perhaps conducting family meetings, soliciting feedback from staff about changes, and making some of the environmental changes necessary to adopt the policy. The third TA visit includes collecting and approving revised policies and menus, again asking the director to complete the Let's Move Child Care quiz to see if there has been a change, collecting lessons learned, discussing the family engagement program and the kit, which the center will get following adoption of policy, and I'll talk more about that here in a minute, and then encouraging the center to go ahead and apply for that Ohio Healthy Program designation. Throughout the TA process and at the end of the process, we do assessments on pre and post menus and policy books and look at counts. So we'll look at the number of healthy eating policies pre and post intervention, for example. We do complete the Wellness Child Care Assessment Tool, or the WellCat, on pre and post intervention policy books to look at the strength and comprehensiveness of policies. And then we'll survey the center in our customer satisfaction survey so that they can help us with continuous quality improvement. The Family Engagement Program trains and equips the providers with ways to engage families in making the healthy choice the easy choice at home. We see this as supporting the policy change. The evidence-based key message kits include activity resources for the children, including physical activity resources and nutrition education. Scripts for providers that include talking points and discussion questions. Pre and post tests for families to see if there has been any change in knowledge as a result of the interaction. And then families are also connected to social media campaigns. This is currently being piloted with a local food bank produce distribution, whereby the produce pickup is coupled with these learning opportunities in some of our child care centers. Between January 2011 and December 2014, Healthy Children, Healthy Weights provided 302 technical assistance visits to 97 centers for an average of 3 visits per center. As a result, policies were adopted by 66 of the 97 centers, which is 68%. The average number of policies adopted was 17.3, with the minimum being 4 and the maximum was 36. It is of note that the Ohio Healthy Program designation requires centers to adopt at least one policy, but when we tailor our policy recommendations, we usually give them many more than one, and as you can see, some centers go as high as 35. I will now present to you the most frequently adopted policies by the 5 goal areas of the program, alongside one of our family engagement program key messages. For physical activity, the policy reads, center staff will not use physical activity or withhold opportunities for physical activity as punishment. And here you see an hour a day to play poster. The screen time policy most frequently adopted reads, television or videos are never shown in the facility, alongside our reduced screen time poster. The most frequently adopted nutrition policy is, in fact, the Ohio Healthy Program menu requirements. And the policy reads, we include a different non-fried vegetable every day, a different whole fruit every day, at least one whole grain food every day. We avoid or limit fried foods to no more than twice a week. We serve only 100% juice and no more than 4 to 6 ounces a day. And we do not serve sweetened beverages. The most frequently adopted water policy reads, we make drinking water freely available so children can serve themselves at meals and throughout the day, both inside and outdoors, alongside our Water Thirst for Thirst key message poster. And the most frequently adopted breastfeeding policy reads, all child care center staff will be trained in the proper storage and handling of human milk, as well as ways to support breastfeeding mothers, alongside our breastfeeding welcome here key message, which is a universal breastfeeding slogan, which is public domain, so we decided to go with that as opposed to create a different message. So here's our breastfeeding welcome here poster. The conclusion of the intervention is that on-site technical assistance is an effective method for adoption of policies in early care and education in the 5 program goal areas of nutrition and healthy eating, physical activity, reduced screen time, breastfeeding, and water first for thirst. And lastly, our program is grant funded, so I'd like to thank the Child and Family Health Services Block Grant and the Cardinal Health Foundation for making this work possible. Thank you. So now I'd open it up to any questions. Yes. Sure. So the question was, is there a policy in relation to the fat content of milk? So in the state of Ohio, there is a licensing regulation that children 2 years and older do receive low-fat or non-fat milk. So it is not included in an Ohio Healthy Program policy or menu criteria.
Thank you.
Yes.
Do you encourage at all, I mean, I know LMCC being online, but do you encourage providers to fill out maps after all, or?
It is voluntary for them if they would like to. Oh, I'm sorry, repeating the question. The question was, knowing that we do encourage providers to fill out the Let's Move Childcare quiz, do we also encourage providers to fill out Knapsack? When the program was launched in 2004, it used Knapsack as a launching point and built from there. And we do align with Knapsack in our policy recommendations. And we do recommend centers can fill that out, but it's not something that we currently do systematically with every center. Yes, in the back. So the question was, for Water First for Thirst, are we encouraging tap water or bottled water? We do encourage tap water. We let folks know that there have been studies that show that the tap water in Columbus is safe to drink. It's more cost effective, it's more available and accessible. Of course, we're not against bottled water, but we do encourage tap water. And she says tap water also has fluoride. Yes?
Based on the evaluation,
so the question was based on the conclusions at the end, what were some of the challenges child care centers had in adopting the policies? We see what I think is typically seen in programs like this. They might think there would be pushback from families or from staff, so that's where we try to help them have staff meetings or solicit feedback from parents and sort of tailor their changes according to the climate. And we also, they have concerns maybe about the cost effectiveness of implementing policies. However, we do see that once we make menu recommendations and policy recommendations, that serving a healthier menu is often cost neutral, if not more cost effective than some of the things that they were previously serving. Okay, thank you.